الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host and your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. I'm going to just mention a quick hadith from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and I hope that you'll be able to take some good from what I'm saying. I'm going to talk about the importance of gratitude. We should be thankful to both Allah and the people. Narrated Abu Huraira, the Prophet, may peace bless you upon him, said, "He who does not thank the people is not thankful to Allah." A quick lesson from this is that expressing gratitude towards both Allah and people. A further explanation of this is that this hadith emphasizes the importance of being grateful and thankful to both Allah and people. It is important to recognize the blessings that we have been given, whether it be from Allah or from other people, and express our gratitude for them. Being thankful is a sign of humility, as it shows that we are aware that all good things come from Allah, even if they are given by other people. Additionally, expressing gratitude could help us build strong relationship with others, as it shows appreciation for their efforts in helping us out. Furthermore, being grateful can also help us stay humble and remember not to take anything for granted in life. In conclusion, this hadith teaches us the importance of expressing gratitude towards both Allah and people in order to stay humble and build strong relationship with others. So it's very simple here, is that we thank Allah. Well, say for Allah gives us something. For us as Muslim, we may do the sujood or put our head on the ground and thanking Allah for what he has given us. Or maybe making a couple of rakat or prayer and thanking Allah and raising our hands up after we finish, thanking Allah for the blessing he's given us. He's given us just to breathe. He's given us our homes. He's given us a car, our family, school, job, all the things that he's given us. We just thank him. I'm not saying thank every minute. That's your individual choice. But we should as much as possible thank Allah, Ashkurullah, and also thank the people, Ashkurunnas. And so, my beautiful students, getting to people, is that when people do something for us, then we thank them. We appreciate it. Show our gratitude to them for what they've done for us or what they've given us. They're not asking anything in return, for example. They're just giving us something as a gift. And then you just say thank you. Even for the smallest thing, you thank them. For the mid-range thing, you thank them. For the largest thing, a larger thing, you thank them. And so in this particular hadith, it just simply says that when someone does something for you, that when someone gives something to you, you just simply show your gratitude to them and you thank them. And this way, by doing this, we stay humble. And also, not just staying humble, my beautiful students, and it's build a strong relationship with others. Build a stronger relationship with Allah, and build a stronger relationship with people. So start right after you finish listening to this, and thank people for good that they've given to you. And if people do not thank you, all right, they don't thank you. That is their choice. Don't become upset with them. Don't not talk to them for maybe for days or weeks or months or years or an ending. But that's their choice. You can't make a person thank you. And if you make them thank you, they only thank you because you made them. And so, my beautiful students, don't be that person that's going to twist another person's arm to get them to thank you. If they don't thank you, mashallah, it's the will of Allah. If they thank you, alhamdulillah, that Allah had them thank you for something that they done for you. But you always be the one that thanks someone else. And I want you to begin right after you finish listening to this lesson. Also, you can let your friends you know listen to this particular lesson, and maybe they will start doing the same, and we can start a whole community of people thanking other people or showing appreciation for others that what they've done for you or to you. So, my beautiful students, you have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.